Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies.
And this is Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah! Now you can cheer. There's strict rules of this podcast. Coming to you once again from the Improv Lab at the world famous Hollywood, West Hollywood Improv on Tuesday, February 20, 2024. Oh, did I mention it's in California? Yay! Where it never rains except for now. Now is the exception to that song. It's the one time that it rains. And now it's time for everyone's most favorite part of this show, and that is Doug Plugs. Okay, two or three of you are pretty excited about it, and that's all it needs. That keeps me going. That makes me excited to do this segment. I had a great time in Bakersfield at the Well Comedy Club. Wink. You know, we're recording this early, so that's happening this weekend. But I had a great time, and I'll be back someday with a Doug Loves Movies taping, like I'm sure that I promised you. Las Vegas, I am headlining at the Jimmy Kimmel Comedy Club at the Link, Friday and Saturday, March 1st and 2nd. All of my dates and links are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Dancing? Nicely done. And finally, before bringing my guests out here, I want to show off the prize bag. It's yet another one of these big duffel bags from a group called On the Road that helps bands and comedians, just traveling entertainers. They help them out by giving them a big laundry bag like this that I've been giving these away on the show, a few of them now. I still got a few more to go. But this is the prize tonight. I don't know if there's any drone enthusiasts in the audience, but I received a few years ago at the South by Southwest Film Festival, where I'll be returning again with the Doug Loves Movies taping in a few weeks. But they gave away all the comedians. We each got our own drone. There's like a drone in this box. And I'm not a drone person. I don't have anything I'd want to do with a drone. You know, if it were the 80s, I might want to use it to spy on some girls in a locker room. But these days, I don't know what you do with a drone other than disturb people and upset people. But if you're a drone enthusiast, I hope you win this tonight and the big, beautiful bag that it comes in. Let's get tonight's guests out here. What do you say? Please welcome Guy Branum, Trey Crowder, and Moshe Kasher! Oh my goodness. Happy New Year, dudes.
Hey, do you mind if I start with just a quick rendition of Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer? I was just going to sing it.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Are you still stuck?
No.
Hi.
Everybody's wires good?
Mine's not. Okay, we're all right.
Okay.
Hey, Doug.
Y'all set?
Yeah, we're good.
Let's meet them all individually and alphabetically by first name. He's headlining the Allegiant Theater in L.A. May 7th as part of the Netflix Is a Joke Festival. It's Guy Branum!
There he is.
Hello, good to be here.
Did I get your plug right?
Yes, thank you.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting.
Netflix Is a Joke Festival.
Yep. All of the comedians in Los Angeles doing comedy.
Yeah.
Over the course of a week.
At all the clubs that do comedy all the time in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Like, if you go out to the clubs where you normally see comedy, there's going to be comedy. And Netflix is going to put their name on it.
And there will be an after party that no one goes to.
Oh, really? The after parties are dead?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to come at you with a hard follow-up question like that. And thank you for being here. How's your Oscar season been, Guy?
It's been thrilling. I mean, I have so much hope for Lily Gladstone, but watching Emma Stone come and like really like throw elbows, be present these last couple of weeks. Now Sandra Hüller coming out of nowhere. Like, it's just, it's a thrill a minute. Yes, the movie about the explosion will win everything, but there will be bright lights that I get to be excited about.
By explosion, you mean Barbie's just self-awareness when that exploded from her plastic brain?
What could be more powerful?
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about the Oscar movies probably as we proceed. But let me introduce the next person on stage. He's got a new book out called Subculture Vulture. It's Moshe Kasher, everybody!
Yeah. Yes. Can I talk about a couple of live dates, too?
Sure.
I forgot to mention that. I'm going to be at Tacoma this very weekend and in Madison later in the month. And then I'll be at that very same. Strangely enough, I was also asked to perform on the Netflix Is a Joke festival at the Troubadour May 12th. And they invited me to the Secret Good after party.
Oh, that's
Well, that's very cool.
It's kind of a tiered thing, I think.
Probably. It's complicated, but it's just fun to be. It's fun that LA is going to turn into. It's going to be so festive.
Finally, a comedy town after all these years.
Yeah, finally.
On the subject of tears, I think the best part of any comedy festival is looking at the poster to see which font size you got.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just like, oh, I am third from smallest. Good for you, Branum.
The worst part is when there are not enough comedians on the festival to justify a variegated font choice. You could have put them all in the big font. You didn't ask that many people. This is just to humiliate a few of these comedians.
I'm just excited somebody finally said variegated font on this podcast because it never comes up and I just love it. It's such a perfect description for what that is that you were talking about. How is your book tour going?
Baseball is my nickname. It's good. It's almost over. The funny thing about a book is you work so long on it that by the time it's time to do press, like you've been thinking about it for 3 years and you're ready to stop talking about it. So it's been, I'm glad that I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I'm super proud of the book and, it's been a really fun time. Bobcat Goldthwait did the last live book thing, and it was really awesome because he showed up and he said to me in the green room, "I have to be honest with you, I did not read the book." And I go, that's okay, Bobcat. You generally know what it's about. He goes, I have to be honest with you. I have no idea what this book is about. And he was a perfect gent and probably one of the best moderators I had the whole tour.
Right, because he was interested. He hadn't read it all already.
That's right. It was all discovery for him.
He got to just talk to you about it. Well, that's great. I'm going to see Bobcat soon. I can't talk about it yet, but we got a show coming up together that I'm excited about. And finally, apologies, Trey, for making you go last. It's Trey Crowder, everybody!
Hello, hello.
Thanks, Doug. Glad to be back.
Now, you're not here, like, specifically to promote anything. You're just here to win.
Yeah, well, I'm here for that. I mean, yeah, I got dates and books and shit, but we don't have to talk about them. It's all right.
No, we'll talk about them. I'm just saying that that's not what I called you and said, you want to do the show. You didn't call me to say I've got a book called Subculture Vulture.
Oh, yeah.
That's available now.
Yeah, I'll be at Helium in Indianapolis this weekend when this comes out. And I'll be at the DC Improv and a bunch of other places after that. Go to TreyCrowder.com, and I will not be at the festival you guys are speaking with so much disdain about in L.A. at the end of this month. They didn't call all of us.
No, we're all excited that we're going to be doing it. And now we feel bad for you that you're not a part of this big festival.
Pity, but yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. And before we play some games tonight, let's visit Recommendation Nation. That's where I ask each of my guests to recommend one motion picture. It could be one of these ones that's in the hunt right now for best picture, or just something else that you managed to see recently that you think others would enjoy. Let's start with Guy Branum.
I am, of course, going to talk about an Academy Award nominee from 1961. So Quentin Tarantino owns a couple of rep theaters here in LA, and the Vista has been doing a tribute to IB Technicolor, and they showed Flower Drum Song, my favorite musical, the first Hollywood movie to have a majority Asian cast. It's a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical. A lot of people don't know that it exists. Also, the last Hollywood movie to have a majority Asian cast until The Joy Luck Club 30 years later. I'm sure it's streaming somewhere. It's so good. It's full of bangers. And everyone in it is a goddamn star. And you should watch Flower Drum Song.
Wow, that was quite a speech for Flower Drum Song. Applaud if you'd never heard of it until he just spoke of it. See, that's what we need. People like you out there, Guy, just schooling people about movies they hadn't heard of. Now applaud if you're going to watch it. That's so easy to sit there and clap. You're not going to. Where do you think it's playing? Do you know? Is it on a streamer?
I mean, I don't know. I would hope that it is, but of course, it's probably not.
Your speech was so impassioned. That's like saying, don't forget to vote on, I don't know the number of the initiative, but be sure to vote for it. But yeah, it's probably available somewhere. I always hate those dead ends, though, when you get excited about seeing something. It's not on any of the goddamn streams you have, not even Voodoo.
I think there's a special thrill in realizing the only way to watch something is on YouTube with Portuguese subtitles.
That does sound like a good way.
I feel like it's an ethical choice to pirate once you've gone to every streamer and it's not available. If it's out, that's when I'm going to Pirate Bay.
Okay. I try to never go there because, you know, I have just a fear of pirates in general.
They're scary, but if you get to know them, they'll welcome you into their community.
Okay. Before they burn it all down. I don't really know. The only thing I know about pirates, I learned it from that ride at Disneyland. The Haunted Mansion. All right. So, okay. Who's next? Who wants to – Trey, do you want to go next? What do you want to recommend?
You said award season stuff. You guys were over there talking about Anatomy of the Fall and Poor Things and all this stuff, and I knew this was going to happen on the way up here. I was like, I'm just sitting there like, y'all seen The Equalizer 3? Denzel sure kicks a lot of ass in that one. I don't know if you know this, but it's available on Netflix now. Yeah, I've fallen behind.
How do they explain Queen Latifah in Equalizer 3? Are they like separate universes?
They are separate universes, yeah. They don't draw them together very well. It's not exactly the MCU. But
She's not related to him on her show. She's just an equalizer. She's her own on her
type
own
of equalizer, I think. I don't watch all the CBS originals.
Do you think she got the idea to be the equalizer from
Denzel?
From Denzel, or she just happens to be equalizing?
I guess it's like a ass kicking Papaw and Mamaw franchise. You know?
So is that your
Liam Neeson?
Equalizer 3, your favorite movie lately?
The thing I watched, and I was high, and he was badass in it. But last night, me and my wife watched Dix the musical.
Nice,
which like I. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, pretty sure. Wild,
but like it includes a number which repeatedly states that God is a rhymes with Saget, right? God is, and any movie that does that gets my vote. So I think the Dicks of Music, they really pushed the boat out. So
yeah, that movie's come up a few times. I think Guy even recommended it on a previous episode because if you've seen it, it's
wow,
it's pretty memorable.
Wow,
yeah, pretty entertaining time. I know that's available on one of the streamers.
Max.
It's on Max. Yep. Oh, that Max, man, I love Max. Today we tried to watch something on there. It was really fun trying to watch something.
You think
on Max? It didn't quite ever happen, but it was fun trying.
You think
like it's fun watching the thing spin around?
You know, it used to be HBO. Do you think HBO went to them at some point after enough of seeing like The Wire put beside Fuckboy Island on the homepage or whatever, HBO was like, hey, could you take our name off this shit? Like, you think that's what happened?
I don't know how they came up with the whole let's abandon a name that's been like, you know, pretty strong symbol of entertainment in America for many years. Let's just call it Max.
Right.
Let's just sound like
all entertainment business management for the last 5 years has to be of the producers. Like, it has to be, for some reason, they are making money by destroying these
by
things.
Failing, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's absolutely success through failure. They just get bigger bonuses as their movies get permanently shelved. I'm talking to you, Coyote. Wile E. Coyote versus Acme.
Yep. There's a fun comedy festival coming up, though. The Max is a joke festival.
Oh, neat. Yeah,
that's going to be actually very, very cool.
I'm also looking forward to the Paramount Plus is now merging with Showtime Festival. That should be pretty fun. All right, Moshe, what do you think? Do you have a movie you'd like to push?
You're not going to believe this, but I'm actually going to suggest a movie that's a combination of Trey and Guy's, which is the Oscar not yet nominated musical Killers of the Flower Drum Moon song.
Dicks.
No, I would the best movie I've seen so far this year is Anatomy of a Fall, but a lot of people have seen that. I just watched Monsters, which is this, I think it's Cor Ida, the guy who directed Shoplifters, his new movie, mm-hmm. and it was one of the best things that I've seen. It's like a weird Rashomon. I can't even say anything about it because it's all about revealing its secrets to you, but it mm-hmm. was like really one of the best movies I've seen all year.
Monsters with an S.
I believe it's Monsters or Monster. It's one of the two. Charlize Theron is Monster, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then it's Monsters.
I mean, Christina Ricci was kind of unpleasant too. But yeah, that movie was just called Monster. They just only one titular monster. Where can people see this movie, Moshe? Where'd you?
I also
what
cannot,
rock did you find it on?
I also cannot. I watched it at a friend's house and he had it, so I also cannot recommend what streamer it is on. I'm like Guy.
You were your friend super busy?
You want me to call him and
do
ask
you think
him what
people could come by and
Oh yeah.
Do you think he'd like to watch it again?
That would actually be cool. It's actually in the Netflix is a joke festival is watch a movie with Zed.
I mean, yeah, that sounds like a good show for their festival, I think. All right, so that's an interesting Flower Drum song, Monsters and Dicks the Musical. If you're out there saying, you know, there's nothing to watch, these are three things you could probably watch if you seek them out. So thanks for your recommendations, guys. And we have to go to our first commercial break. We will be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back! Yay! We picked some name tags during the break, so for the listeners, let me recap. Guy is playing for the Terminator, and Moshe is playing for Big Traub in Little China, and Trey is playing for Shane's Trays and Automobiles. Mm-hmm. The Trays, of course, was a last-minute substitution when we realized that Trains and Trey are just they're right there.
It is.
It was right there for the taking. All right, so this first game we're going to play tonight, it's going to determine which one of those three people is going home with a drone. I mean, if nothing else, it's raining out. You can hold the box over your head and keep it from getting you wet, so it'll be a useful drone right away. The first game we're going to play tonight, though, is something that I call Purple Rain Man. This is a movie mashup title game. I'll name the third billed actors in a movie mashup title that I created. Then I'll name the second billed and the first. You can guess as often as you'd like. First person on stage to tell me the correct full movie mashup title I'm looking for is the winner. Any questions?
So you name both of the third build?
And I'll say the third build from the first movie in the title, and then from the second movie in the title, and then go through second build, first build. The idea being, of course, that when we get closer to first build, it should make sense. Somebody should be able to yell it out, but these can be tricky. And again, if you know in the audience, please don't participate. I love Guy with the microphone down by his side, like a gunslinger. All right, third build. Amy, this is going to be tough coming out of the gate, third build, because these are two actors, been in a lot of stuff. Third build are Richard Jenkins and Jack Lemmon. Richard Jenkins and Jack Lemmon. So Richard Jenkins is in the first title. It blends into the second title. It's got Jack Lemmon in it. Let's move on to second build. His first name's not going to help you at all. Or maybe it will. Michael Stahl David. And Gary Oldman. So the first movie's got Richard Jenkins and Michael Stahl David. And the second movie's got Jack Lemmon and Gary Oldman. We're moving on to top build. The first movie is Woody Harrelson. And the second is Kevin Costner.
Silverado? No. No. Tin Cup.
Looking for two titles.
Oh, you have to get both.
Yeah.
So sorry.
No, it's okay. The second title's got Jack Lemmon, Gary Oldman, and Kevin Costner.
I'm going to go ahead and say not going to get this, definitely.
The Shape of Water World?
Oh, I like it.
It's like one of the six in those two things.
Is this the correct form of the answer? Is in the form of a togetherness pun? I missed the whole setup of the game, I guess. Yeah, I get it. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah. Oh, when you hear the answer, you're going to be like, oh, that's how this works. Because it's two titles that are share a common syllable or sound in the middle. And therefore, you can mash them up into one title, much like the title of the game itself, Purple Rain Man.
Yes, it makes so much sense now that I'm actually fully aware and paying attention. Can you name the top build, the people again?
I can, because I made up this game. Oh, I see what you mean. Can I say them out loud to you? Can you name them?
I wasn't holding your feet to the fire.
This should, to me, that's like where, if this is going to be given away, should be that the top build people are Woody Harrelson and Kevin Costner, I thought was like going to be the breaking point for somebody. But apparently not. Apparently, there, you know, two movies. I was excited about this because it was President's Day yesterday. So I was sitting around thinking about movies about presidents. And then somebody.
It's not doing that.
Somebody came on my, my social media and said.
So the second one is JFK because. Jack Lemmon plays, he doesn't play Jack Ruby. Okay. The second one is JFK, and the first one is a Woody Harrelson movie.
That would end in the letter J, yes.
I have no idea.
End in the letter J?
Yeah.
What?
I know, your minds are going to be blown by this.
Screaming at us through the speakers right now.
I don't know. It's definitely a tough one, but I thought somebody might crack it. And, you know, just for getting half of it right, I think we have to call Guy Branum the winner of this particular game. Let's hear it for Guy. And let's hear it for Forgotten Movies About Presidents, LBJFK. Uh-huh. Yeah. LBJFK.
Right. Yeah. Harrelson played LBJ.
That's right.
That's
so
horrible.
Probably under a ton of makeup, and it was an Oscar grab that didn't quite work out from 2016.
Also, Rob Reiner movie.
Yeah, Rob Reiner directed it.
It's too late. You didn't win. We didn't get it, man. That's a Rob Reiner vehicle. I know that one well. Yeah, sure.
So you got a half a point or something.
Yeah. Now, LBJ, that was a president of the United States. Is that
yes.
Right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I knew that.
Yes, before your time.
Yeah. No, but I know. Now that you reference it, I definitely do know.
Yeah. But
he used to take poops in front of people and stuff.
That's right. Right. He had a big dick.
Big.
He had a big old hog, yeah.
I think that's why they call him Johnson's, actually.
Uh-huh. Really?
People used to have fun before we got woke in this country.
Well, congratulations, Guy, for sort of winning that game. All it means is you get to go first in our next game that we will play right now. So here's the order. It'll go Guy, and then Moshe, and then Trey. And the game is called Which Nat Is That?
Yeah.
This is a new game. Moshe, of course, is married to the hilarious Natasha Leggero, whose name comes up when you type Natasha into IMDb. Another name that pops up that everybody's familiar with is Natasha Lyonne. Are they friends, the two Natashas?
No, they aren't allowed to speak.
They're not allowed?
They have the same agent. He won't let them ever be in the same room.
That makes sense. Keep them apart. Because then also they probably have never hung out with, spent much time with Natasha Henstridge.
No, that's how they communicate. She's like
through Natasha Henstridge.
They have to email Natasha Henstridge to be able to get to each other.
She's the Lyonne Leggero connector. That's I love it. That's I love this kind of insider stuff. But normally, I'd say that in a game like this, you know, one of the participants being married to one of the answers in the game. Normally, I'd be like, "That's an unfair advantage." But in Moshe's case, all bets are off.
Wait, is that an insult or a compliment?
I think it's both.
All right, that's cool.
I would say Natasha has worked a lot. I do not know that I could trust that Moshe knows all of her IMDb credits.
I think I could slip a few past Natasha because she has she has worked quite a bit. But so have these other ladies. So that's how this game's going to work. We'll start with Guy. I will say the name of an actual motion picture.
Yes.
And then you tell me if it's Leggero, Leone, or Henstridge that appeared in that film.
Okay.
You think they ever worked together at all, Moshe, that you can remember?
The two Natashas?
Yeah, or any of the three.
I don't know Henstridge, and I don't think Natasha's worked with her, but I would not be surprised if the Leone Leggero connection had in fact been made on the silver screen, as I like to call it.
Yeah, it seems like it might have, but I don't both is not an option here, so it's either Henstridge, Leone, or Leggero. Are you ready, Guy?
I'm ready.
All right. And if you miss it, then Moshe gets a chance to steal, and if Moshe doesn't get it, then Trey will just be sitting pretty, getting that gimme point. The motion picture is Dog Park.
Oh, Dog Park.
Yeah, Dog Park.
It was directed by one of the kids in the hall, I believe, Bruce McCullough, and it stars what's her name from SNL?
And Molly Shannon.
Molly Shannon. It could go in a lot of directions because it was filmed in Canada, and Natasha Henstridge, of course, is Canadian and could have played the hot lady, but I'm going to say it's one of our two comedy icons. I am going to say, because I probably would have noticed if Natasha, who is my friend, Leggero, was in it, I'm going to say Natasha Leone.
Final answer?
Final answer, Natasha Leone.
Incorrect. But boy, did you walk us through it. And that Molly Shannon movie's called something about my dog or Life of a Dog.
Okay.
I think.
So this movie was the DP I know was Pierre Jean Day. and I know that he's sort of innovative for the lens work that he uses and stuff. So I am going to go ahead and say Henstridge because I am familiar that my wife was not in the film Dog Too. I really hope that she was not in the film. And maybe I'm wrong.
You're hoping Natasha Leggero is not in Dog Park.
That's right. And I think it's Henstridge. Final answer.
That is correct.
Yes. Pierre.
Congratulations, Moshe. You're on the board, but Trey.
But is that the Bruce McCullough movie or is it something else?
Yeah, Bruce McCullough. You're right about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like My Life as a Dog. Not My Life as a Dog. The Life of a Dog, I think. But we're not here to. That's not the question on the table. Trey, Henstridge, Leone, Leggero, who was in A Girl, Three Guys, and a Gun?
What do you want me to tell you Natasha was in it? I'll hook you up. Doug won't let me tell you.
Let's see if I can read it in your face.
It got me.
I have absolutely no idea, so... I'll say Leone.
You're going Leone.
Yeah.
All right. That is not the correct answer. It's not Leone. So we're back over to Guy. He has to choose between Henstridge or his very close friend, Leggero.
I'll say Leggero.
That is also incorrect.
Okay. Let me think here. Pierre also did this film. I do know that. So I will go ahead and say yes, Henstridge.
Do you remember a few years back, Moshe, you had winning on this show with very little actual answers.
I do.
You always found these lucky spots.
I do remember.
Where you get points for not doing anything.
I remember it well, and I felt like you were bemusedly accepting of what was happening, but not thrilled about it.
No, I think I was pretty thrilled about it, because it is funny that you managed to keep coming up with a win. And, of course, you get another point for Henstridge was in A Girl, Three Guys, and a Gun from the year 2000, apparently. So, Trey, it's really time to get in this because Moshe's running away with it. The film is Chili Dogs. Chili Dogs. Leone, Leggero, or Henstridge? I can't say for sure whether or not this is a sequel to Dog Park. Like the sun went down and everybody got cold at the dog park. So they were chili dogs.
Chili dog.
Because that is how chili is spelled, by the way. C-H-I-L-L-Y. If so that like helps you.
Wasn't there like a Cuba Gooding Jr. movie about...
About chili dogs? Yeah. Snow dogs.
Yeah, there it is. Not part of that.
Ice dogs.
I'm just going to say Leggero.
Okay, that's incorrect, as we know, because it was Trey's guess. He's expert at guessing wrong.
Henstridge.
Guy is going to say Henstridge. That is correct. Guy Branum is on the board.
I'm noticing a pattern with these films. They seem to all co-star the actress Natasha Henstridge.
So. Yeah, she's been in a few of these so far. But any of these movies could have Henstridge, Leone, or Leggero. And we're back to you, Moshe. This is for the win, if you can get this one. Which one of those ladies was in a movie called Night Club?
Leone.
The exciting, vibrant... You're going Leone for Night Club?
That makes me feel like my wife was in it, the way you're saying that. But I'm going to go Leone.
You sure? You're sticking with Leone. That's your final answer.
Yeah, final answer, Leone.
Even though Natasha Leggero is an option.
I'm going Leone.
You're going Leone, final
answer. I think you're
trying
to throw me off. Final answer, Leone.
I think you're right, Moshe. It is Leone. Natasha Leone is in Night Club from 2011. Whatever the hell that is. I mean, I think I know where it takes place, but that's about all I know about it. And, well, congratulations, Moshe.
Thank you.
You know, you didn't need to know any of the films of your wife, and yet you still managed to pull off a win here. So that's very impressive.
That last one, I guessed it, and I might have known the film. You don't know that I didn't know the film and was whether or not I was guessing
right.
blindly.
You were thinking about it, though, that Natasha could have been in Night Club.
I think I would know. I think I know the movies she's been in. Now, if we expanded to TV, you'd start to leave me behind.
Yeah. I didn't write down a single Leggero movie for this whole game. but I want to shout out, Natasha Leone was in A Futile and Stupid Gestures, a very good movie that might not be buried. It might be still on Netflix. But congratulations. What does Moshe win? We'll find out after the break. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back!
Yeah.
Oh, that was just such a lovely break. It's just nice to just shut down and relax for a few minutes and chat with the audience. We got a lovely couple that came in from Poughkeepsie, so thank you for being here. It was fun talking to you during the break. All right, is everybody ready to play one big final game that's going to determine our winner tonight?
Fuck yes. Robin, can you taste that fucking drone right now? Can you feel it? Can you feel it flying towards you?
I don't want to taste it.
Yeah, it's delicious.
She doesn't want to taste it.
It's as delicious as a chili dog.
She does not accept the offer to taste it. The game we're going to play is a little something that I call Last Person Standing. Deluxe Special Edition. All right, this is a game that I'm going to play along because it's fun for me to play as well. And we're going to get the names of three actresses from three audience members, the three people whose name tags or personalities were chosen tonight, and we'll go to each one of them, and they'll name an actress, and then we have to take turns naming movies that those actresses were in. Any one of the three, you can jump around from one actress to another, whatever's in your wheelhouse, And then if you can't think of one, you're out. But you do have one lifeline. You can go to the person who you're playing on behalf of and ask them for help once. They can give you one answer to keep you in the game. Let's start with the Taryn-minator. Taryn, you got an actress in mind that you'd like to have us play tonight? Okay, who do you got?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Excellent, excellent choice. How do you feel about that, Guy Branum?
Thrilled.
She's a smart player.
Yeah, that's a good choice, I think. I like that one. All right, so let's move on to Traub. Big Traub in Little China. What's an actress that, who would you like us to use tonight?
Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton. Okay, so we got one actress that we all know about, 50 movies she was in, and Tilda Swinton. That's what we have to work with. I can think of a few Tilda Swintons, but she's always a tough one. And that leaves Shane's Trays and Automobiles. Who's an actress you like, dude?
Angela Bassett.
Kurt Russell doesn't count.
Oh, no. That was, I know that applaud from Guy. That means
oh,
I'm going to win.
Oh, my God. That was, yeah.
Let's
that
see,
was
I'm
going to
win.
He was really, so Angela Bassett is why did you clap like that for Angela, Guy?
We don't give her the respect that she deserves. This woman should have an Academy Award by now. We haven't given her the roles that she needs for an Academy Award. She has been doing the work.
This is like an absolute setup to do a racial microaggression at some point.
She did get. She just got an Oscar, though.
She got nominated, and she won everything running up to it, and then we handed it to someone else, and she had to make that look.
No, the next year they gave her the Governor's Award. They gave her a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Those don't count. All right.
But yeah, she did get something, but you're right. She should win for acting. It really seemed like it was going to happen for that one movie I won't mention because it's going to come up in this game. So we have the films. This is going to take a second, everybody. You might want to order another beverage. Definitely cancel that Uber. It's not, you don't want the car to arrive anytime soon. So Guy's person chose Jennifer Aniston, and Tilda Swinton came up as well, and Angela Bassett. So it's you can name any movie with one of those three actresses in it. Don't know if any of them ever worked together. I'm feeling like maybe no is probably the answer to that, but we'll discover it as we play. Well, who won that last game? Moshe. Okay, so Moshe.
Why is that funny? That's not funny. I know a lot
it's
of different things.
It's funny that I had to remind myself of who won because it's obvious. Of course Moshe won. So Moshe, we'll start with you and then we'll go Guy and then me and then Trey and then Moshe again. And I'm just playing for fun. I can't win. Start us off.
I know this Moshe. Film because my wife, Natasha Leggero, was in it.
Oh, nice.
And so was Jennifer Aniston. He is just not that into you.
Yes, that's a good answer and a good reaction. good mild applause from the crowd for that one. All right, Trey, any film with Aniston, Swinton, or Bassett?
You go. So it's me now.
That's what I said, Trey.
I know. Well, a minute ago I think. It
wait, oh, you're right. I did say Guy before. Guy, you're up.
Bruce Almighty.
I was testing you.
Yeah.
To see. If then I could say, after he says Bruce Almighty, then I'm going to say Murder Mystery.
Horrible Bosses?
Good.
Yes.
Yep.
Jennifer Aniston.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh, good.
Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, I would have held on to that one if I were you.
Why?
We might not have remembered that.
Does it take? Do I have an advantage later by doing it?
Yeah, you gotta keep those in your back pocket.
Oh, yeah, right. Keep the ones you think we might not know.
Uh huh. All right.
No, I think you should play obvious first. No, I was agreeing with you then. I'm sorry. What was I gonna say? Oh, Picture Perfect.
Oh yes, of course, Picture Perfect. Jennifer Aniston, of course. She appears in Horrible Bosses too. Trey.
We're the Millers.
Oh,
yeah, right. That's the name of that movie.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Yeah, she has a whole stripper. She's a stripper, and she strips.
She does strip. You're right.
Yeah.
Stripping stripper. Who strips? Moshe.
She's like
Prince Caspian.
Who? What?
Prince Caspian. Tilda Swinton appears in the mirror at the the dome where they're trying to resurrect the White Witch, and it doesn't actually work out. I mean, this is a bit of a spoiler, but in the end, Edmund made a decision to stab through the window and not allow the White Queen to come back into Narnia.
You know your Narnia verse, man.
Well, wait until you hear my third guess.
Somebody might beat you to it. We'll see. What happens, guy?
The Object of My Affection.
Yes, it's Paul Rudd.
He was gay and he didn't love her.
Uh-huh. Yep, that gayness really got in the way. That could have been a beautiful rom-com, but he wasn't having her. Even the title sounds like he might. Oh, yeah, I'm affectionate with her. Whose turn is it? Mine?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Okay, so, oh, well, let's go, if we're going early Aniston, let's go Leprechaun.
Oh,
wow. Oh, yeah.
the breakup with Vince Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, she's got, I'm telling you, we've barely cracked
the ouvre.
Yeah, we've barely got into it. She's done a lot of movies.
Can anyone guess
is Moshe going to finish the trilogy?
The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, where above the Dawn Treader, when they get out into the Lone Islands, the White Witch reappears in a kind of a polar green cloud, as if threatening to come back. But in the end, she doesn't come back, because Aslan's power is more mighty than that of the White Witch. Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Nice.
That's real?
Yeah, it's real, Doug. And not only is it real, but it's based, the whole trilogy is based on something even realer than that, which is the story of the Christ. And there's nothing realer
right,
than that.
He's the lion. The lion is Christ, right?
Aslan.
Yep, and the White Witch, yeah. Again, this is a bit of a spoiler, she represents the adversary, Satan himself.
Moshe, I would say to you, do not quote the old magic to me, witch. I was there when it was written.
You would make an unbelievable Aslan guy, I have to be honest.
Did that third movie come out and just nobody cared? Is that what happened?
That's the reason. Listen, if you want to get into deep nerd pain that I've experienced, no series has ever successfully made it past the Voyage of the Dawn Treader, including the BBC and the major Hollywood studio films, and I think even maybe the animated one. They've never gotten to the ones that I want to see.
They start becoming good standalones like 4, 5, 6.
You know what? BBC did make The Silver Chair. This is Doug Love's dorky books, right?
Yes, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Do proceed.
This is Doug Love's Virgins, is that right? Yes. They did make The Silver Chair at the BBC version, and they didn't get past that. They've never gotten to the last battle, which is the Book of Revelations, which is the one I want to see.
Yeah, Jesus line raptures everybody. Spoilers.
Right? Yeah, that's a big spoiler, but it's okay. In the end, I think I love those books so much as a young man, because I knew as a Jew, if it did come true, I would not be getting into Aslan's kingdom, and I would be serving the White Witch for all eternity.
Which is more metal.
Are those? Is that one of those books that's in, could potentially become public domain at some point?
How long
ago were they written?
About World War II-ish.
He died in the 50s, so it's going to be a while.
It's going to take too long. We can't wait for it.
No, it's never going to happen, because they made The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It was great. It made a bunch of money. They made Prince Caspian. It was great. I think it made less money. And then The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, they lost all their money. And they've talked about doing... Guys, I don't know how this is Narnia talk, but they've talked about doing it on Netflix. It almost was going to happen on Netflix, and then it fell apart, too. It might still happen on Netflix.
You need to make the shitty elf movie show instead.
Yeah, I would be so excited if they finally made that whole thing. But what can you do?
You're putting it out there, into the universe. It's on your wish board.
It definitely is.
Your vision board. But you should write a spec script for the next
one. For the fourth installment of the Chronicles of Narnia?
Yeah. And just send that around, see how good this could be.
Remember the movie that lost $80 million? I've written a sequel to it, and I think it's got legs.
But, you put the right person in there,
It could still happen. They're such classic stories, and I can't remember the director that was attached for a second to the Netflix thing, but it was somebody exciting, and it seemed like it could get made, but I don't think it's going to get made. But yeah. I'm really looking forward to the Three Body Problem on Netflix is a joke and my show at the Troubadour, May 12th.
Hey, you're still in this. Don't act like you're doing your plugs like you
I got a couple
you
more.
Lost. I think you do. I think you're doing great. Guy, do you remember anything that's preceded
Dr. Strange.
Moshe's lecture about Narnia?
I'm going to say Dr. Strange to get it out of the way. Yep.
Okay, yeah, get it the hell out of the way. I'm going to say my favorite Swinton would be Snowpiercer.
Mm.
Yeah. Trey?
Michael Clayton.
With what?
Mm-hmm. Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, it's true. She's in there.
Yeah.
Okja.
Okay.
Oh.
Tilda Swinton.
Look at you with the Tilda Swinton.
I do not know one film that the other two actresses are in.
For reals, you're just gonna go Swinton all the way till you burn out.
Wait till you see my next answer.
I can't wait.
I'm gonna go with back to Aniston for just go with it.
Yes, just go with it. I guess we could always say Murder Mystery 2. Trey.
Jennifer Aniston. She's in A Long Came Polly, right?
She sure is.
Yeah, she is.
Good. Yeah.
Very good.
She's got that pet ferret that's blind.
Okay.
Because, having a blind pet or having a ferret, either of those was not enough.
Fucking
she needed to have a blind ferret.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's great in that movie.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
He's so funny in that.
Raindrops. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I can do my lifeline at any time.
At any time, using it early is fun.
I'm not out. Okay, lifeline.
Only Lovers Left Alive.
Yep.
That's a Swinton.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
She's it's a vampire movie. She's a vampire. Yeah. Good job. Good job, Lifeline. He's still alive. Guy?
Train wreck.
Train wreck.
Oh, so yeah, Swinton plays the boss.
She's so good in that. When I saw that movie when it came out, I was watching for a few minutes and had that's fucking Tilda Swinton, moment. Because she usually doesn't play characters that are, she's very upbeat and sunshiny in that movie. Okay. I mean, if we're going to keep doing Tilda Swintons, I might as well bust this open, send everybody down this avenue, and say... The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Trey.
Black Panther.
We're going with Angela Bassett
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. I refuse that.
If there was a white person in Black Panther, they would go for Tilda Swinton because they'd want to go as far in the other direction as possible, get the whitest person alive. But no, Black Panther. It's your turn, Moshe.
Black Panther 2. Black Panther 2.
What's the subtitle?
Is that required?
I like it. I like an exact title.
What's the subtitle of Murder Mystery 2? Wakanda
they don't
Forever?
Have one.
Wakanda
they
Forever. Don't have one. Thank you, Terry.
Nice job. It would be funny if the whole audience was doing that to you.
And I'm like, I don't have it. Do I have another lifeline of some sort? Is there...
Yeah, that was it. Most movies don't have a known hand gesture that you could do to get people to guess it. Guy?
What's Love Got to Do with It?
Oh, man. Angela Bassett. Boy, these are some strange days.
Oh, nice.
Just called Strange Days, of course. Trey, are you how are you hanging in there?
Okay. Tilda Swinton, the Ancient One, shows up in Avengers Endgame, right, when they go back in time?
The audience is answering for me.
Thank you. All right. Yeah. So that, but you can tell I'm starting to run on.
Yeah.
Tilda Swinton?
But that's pretty good, Tilda, though. That was pretty good.
Isn't Angela Bassett in that kind of too?
Kind
of a thing? I mean, Angela Bassett up in Avengers Endgame. Angela
is
Bassett.
She? Yeah. Yeah, probably. Makes sense.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a yes since I'm playing for
Rock. We already said that movie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You can't double up even if it's the different actress.
Yeah.
Now it's
exciting we found a movie that two of them are in, though.
Okay. Now we're in the zone where I'm going to get in trouble. I think Harlem Nights. Am I wrong about that?
For Angela Bassett?
Yeah.
I'm going to say
no, for Tilda Swinton.
I'm going to say you're right, just because I love to have you stick around.
You think I'm wrong?
I think he's wrong.
You might be wrong.
All right. Respectfully, I'm gonna retire.
I think what you're thinking of is Vampire in Brooklyn.
Definitely not. That's not what I was thinking of.
Oh. Wait, what did you say?
Harlem Nights.
Oh, okay.
But who is the hot girl in Harlem Nights? I forget.
Oh, it's
We all know Della Reese is the real hot girl in
Harlem Nights. Yeah. No, it's can't think of it. Nia Long, maybe?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Can't believe I came up with that. All right. So, Moshe Kasher, everybody. Let's hear it for him.
I tried, Robin. I'm sorry.
We're going to have some time at the end for some more chat time with Moshe, so we'll talk to you some more in a bit. What was your next one, Guy? Have you said it yet?
Oh, no. Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yes. See, that's what I thought I was doing there, was opening up a real Wes Anderson can of worms. That's why I'm assuming she is in Asteroid City. Yeah, okay. Phew.
I mean, I could guess Wes Anderson movies, but I don't.
Right?
So I'm gonna,
I think you'd be good. I mean, it might be a way to go, but if you want to go to your lifeline and come back to that, let's talk to Shane. What do you got, Shane?
My first favorite, Vampire in Brooklyn.
Vampire in Brooklyn.
Yeah. So, no one cares about this, but the very first episode of this I did was at the DC Improv, and Angela Bassett was one of the people.
Yeah.
And it came down to me at the end, and I was like, she was in some vampire movie, and I was like, fucking Queen of the Damned or something, and you were like, "No, not and
right."
You lose, Trey. And to this day, I could have just went and Googled it, but I guess I was too drunk to give a shit. But you've just solved something for me, is what I'm saying. So thank you. By saying it was Vampire in Brooklyn, you and Shane together have vindicated me, sort of.
I was getting real mad at myself for saying two movies. Why did I do that?
I know, because you said, I was like, he ain't going to let me have it. But,
yes.
Okay.
But anyway. I'm glad that I brought you to some sort of emotional
I knew
piece.
She was in a vampire movie. So thank you, Guy. Anyway, I'll take that.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It means a lot to me.
Your lifeline really stepped up with the name of a movie that was just said.
Counts. Still
yeah,
counts.
Right? You had it. He was ready with it.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Yes, that's the one I was trying to think of that I didn't. That I failed to think of. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa! Isle of Dogs!
Good job.
Yes.
Is she in the French Isle Dispatch?
She should be.
Right?
Right?
But no.
Feels like you can't make one without Tilda these days. So I'm going to say
yes. She just lost, and so you know it's honest because she's dealing with the pain of not having that drone in her life, and she's still willing to throw you a bone.
Yeah, she's in French Dispatch. She probably learned French and spent 10 years in France to prepare for the role, and she's in it for 3.5 minutes. Okay, so we're back to Guy.
Waiting to Exhale.
Yes, of course. We're really banging out all the big Bassetts. Did she get her groove back yet? Did Stella get her
groove
back?
She's not gotten her groove back yet.
Oh, Stella needs to get her groove back, everybody.
Damn it!
Yeah. How she got her groove back. It's kind of like How the Grinch Stole Christmas. You know, I love movies that answer a question.
I mean, I'm just going to do what I did last time. Is Tilda Swinton in the Darjeeling Limited?
Oh, I bet you she is. Yeah. Even if she isn't, I'll take it.
Everybody's thinking.
I love it. That should be a new format for a game show. What the host thinks might be the answer is enough. Like, yeah, that sounds right. What am I going to do? Bother somebody about it? Hire a researcher? A guy?
Orlando.
Yes.
God damn.
That's my favorite movie about a city in Florida. Starring Tilda Swinton as the palest queen of ever.
But then a king, but then a queen again.
Right? Okay, so I'm going to have to bounce back over to Jennifer Aniston, I think. And I'm just going to have to create an area where I can think like sort of a office space.
Oh, damn.
Damn it.
Oh, Moshe just walked off on that one. Like, fuck this guy and his stupid answering in the form of a sentence.
I mean, let's be honest. I should probably be out already. So we're going to keep it rolling. Is she in the Royal Tenenbaums?
I don't know if it went back that far because that was
too early. I think they were not collabing.
That was the third one after Rushmore. I don't think she was in the mix yet.
I'm back. I just looked up all of Wes Anderson films, and there's been some extreme wrong answers in here so far.
You just went to the bar to get that water. Is it good?
It's good, but. Look at the class differential between you and me. The host gets Evian and I get Niagara.
Sorry, dude. But, you know, Niagara is the perfect place to go if you're on an Endless Honeymoon podcast. Oh,
I love the Endless Honeymoon podcast. I host it with my wife, Natasha Leggero, the star of He's Just Not That Into You. Everybody check it out. It was just its 14th anniversary, and Natasha did Australian TV to discuss the film.
Oh, my God. Is her part in the movie, is somebody not that into her, or is she not that into somebody? Like, what's her relationship?
Apparently, she, by the way, was the only person in the film that was doing this Australian TV segment, and she did interstitials to just, I guess, bind the movie together. She was never in a scene with any of the other actors in the film.
Oh, she's like being like interviewed or something, kind of?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I've never seen He's Just Not That Into You, the film that came out 14 years
ago. Your wife is in it.
I love her, but I see a lot of her.
How much of when she was stuck on Mars, how much of that did you watch?
I watched a few episodes, but I had a different experience of the Mars show because she was calling me from Mars and telling me like what was going on. And she was like, I don't know. I feel like I really let Lance Armstrong and Ronda Rousey down this week. And I go, honey, this is a television program. This is not, you're not on Mars right now. This isn't happening.
I mean, you know, Lance is way too easy to let down, I think. Like, he has really weird standards. But I think her and Ronda are still friends, if I'm not mistaken.
They are. Yeah, you know? They bonded. They really did bond.
Yeah.
And I got to meet Ronda Rousey, and she's a hero of mine. I was happy about it. But people emailed Natasha asking her, I'm not kidding, if the show was actually filmed on Mars.
Well, because it sure does look like it is.
It does.
It's called Life on Mars or whatever they called it. Something about Mars.
Yeah.
Ghosts on Mars. What is it called?
I'll be honest with you. I do not remember what it's called.
That's what I should have done. I should have done a game of questions about that. Whose turn is it? What's happening?
It's mine. Thank you for talking so long so I could remember.
Oh, we gave him time to think. Damn it.
Angela Bassett plays the Honorable Betty Shabazz in Malcolm X.
That's right.
That's a good one. Poll for here. We're coming to the end of Black History Month. That's nice to throw that in there. Oh. Wow. Oh. Oh. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. He's done so many of the Anistons. I'm trying to think of the ones where she like kind of broke out and, you know, played something different, you know, like, oh, like that time that she played that character that all she would do is eat cake.
That was all I had in the tank.
All you had left was cake?
Yes.
You're out?
I'm out.
Taryn, do you have any help for me?
Yeah, I could just tell you the
move. Well, yeah, sure, yeah.
Marley and me.
Oh, Marley and Me.
Marley and Me, of course. That's a great one. Holy shit. All right, so guys, still in it. So I got to come up with another freaking Jennifer Aniston movie. What's another one where like she plays like against type or something? Oh, Wanderlust.
That's good. I got nothing.
Thank you.
Try Malcolm X 2 Wakanda Forever. See if it works. Put your voice onto this permanent recording making the joke Malcolm X 2 Wakanda Forever.
I would never disrespect Angela in that way.
No, not after she did the thing. all right, well, so I sort of won that one, but the official winner tonight is Guy Branum, everybody. This is always fun when I ask the audience, because it feels like we depleted most of those actresses' filmographies, but there's always some left over that we didn't get to. Go ahead and shout out the ones we missed. Constantine. We do need to talk about Kevin. That is an excellent point.
Oh, there's like there's that Italian movie where she sits in a chair in the poster. There's all the artsy stuff that she did. Sorry.
What? Suspiria, she's in that? Oh, yeah, she's like a man in that, right? In Suspiria, yeah. Doctor Strange, we mentioned the first one, but she's probably in the second one too, right? What's that one called?
I think she dies.
Multiverse of Madness, but I don't know.
I think she dies in the first Doctor Strange.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. Am I right? Anybody? Okay.
But
yeah.
He has the time zone stone, so he can travel through time.
He's got a time zone stone?
Wow, real nerdy reference. Like anyway, back to the Narnia, Chronicles of Narnia.
Did I ever tell you, Moshe, that I was on a flight once where a young boy and his mother took turns reading Chronicles of Narnia to one another out loud?
That sounds insufferable.
Yeah. Oof. I just get, like, I have Narnia PTSD because of it. Because it was so weird. Because you turn and look at them and they wouldn't ever acknowledge that what they were doing was weird.
Were they at least British?
No.
Yeah, that would have been nice. A little charmed.
That really, it would have been more pleasant to listen to. Right. I'd have been like, okay, this is like a book on tape now. But instead, it was just like, now you read.
It was in your accent, actually.
All right, what just happened? People are naming ones that we didn't say. That's it? We did pretty good. The Switch. Yes. Right, where Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman body switch, because they both pee in the same. Oh, no, what's the one where they pee in the same fountain? That's not the Switch. The Switch was a sperm switch thing. Yeah, there's another one where they both they have a body switch because they pee in the same fountain and get hit by electricity. As one does, as that happens. Well, I think we did a pretty good job then. One more time for Guy Branum, everybody. You get to do your plugs first, Guy. What would you like to promote?
I have a show in Netflix as a joke on a date that you will tell me. Do you still have it on your pad somewhere?
Oh, yeah. Let's see.
May 7th?
I wrote it down in my crazy notes, but I think it is May 7th.
It is May 7th
at the Elysian.
Yes, please come to that.
Yes, Guy Branum, everybody. And we'll have you back real soon as a returning champion on the show. A great job, but also just a real dark horse tonight. And it was a pleasure to see you rise up again. Moshe Kasher, everybody.
I came, I saw, I tried.
Yeah.
And I was so crass of me to plug my dates early, I forgot the structure of the show. But,
But I asked you about it because I want you to get in the all the plugs you want. Once again, the book is called Subculture Vulture.
Yeah, it's my journey through the six subcultures that have defined my life. Deafness, Hasidic Judaism, AA and the 12 Steps, Burning Man, the rave scene of the early 1990s, and stand-up, of course, stand-up comedy. All
this
work
isn't written by six different people. This is all you experienced all those things
Each one of them is a universe. Each one of them, in some ways, was a wardrobe I walked through to find a brand new universe where I was powerful in each
it's
world.
It's a very good book. It's like six little memoirs together. I'm a big fan.
Many memoirs. I like it.
And then I got all my stand-up Tacoma in March, Madison in March, and at the Troubadour, I will be at the Netflix as a Joke Festival alongside such luminaries in comedy as Guy Branum.
That's me.
Yes.
MosheKasher.com, etc.
Yeah, the stars are going to be black during this festival because all the luminaries are on the stages of Los Angeles, including Hollywood Bowl, which if you've never gotten a chance to see comedy at Hollywood Bowl, you should probably keep with that plan because it's a weird place to see a comedy show. It's so huge and spread out. There's like a delay. Like there's a joke and then the people laugh a couple of minutes later. Trey Crowder.
Yeah.
What would you like to promote?
I also did the same thing Moshe did. I said it earlier, but yeah, I'm on the road, TreyCrowder.com. I got three fucking podcasts and stuff. Just, you know.
Yeah, but you know how sometimes you run a podcast and the host never asks you to plug anything and they say, thanks for coming, goodbye, and you didn't get a plug in?
Right.
On this show, you just got an extra one in just in case that happens to you again soon.
Yep.
That's how I like to look at it.
Yep, T-R-A-E Crowder on the socials and all that. You can find it all. Appreciate it.
Yeah, find it all, you guys.
Oh, find it all. Angela Bassett. This is a great film. That was a good one.
I'm going to be doing Doug Loves Movies and stand-up in the Chicagoland area May 5th and May 4th. Stand-up in the city and then Doug Loves Movies taping out at Zany's in Rosemont. But you know where to go for all of my dates. I have one last question for all of my guests. I've been closing out every episode lately with, last line from a motion picture and usually just, you know, saying it and not, you know, drawing too much attention to what it's from. But I don't have one. I didn't pick one out. For today, I couldn't think of one that I was inspired to use. And I don't know what I wanted to do the one for JFK, but I don't know. I couldn't find it's a movie that didn't have any taglines. I guess
back
just,
into the left.
Yeah.
Back into the left.
There's lots of really terrible taglines they could have had or the last line of JFK. Well, I tried. something like that. But does anybody have a favorite last line from a movie? Trey, do you have one?
The only thing I can think of is the one from Dick's the Musical.
What do they say at the end of that?
God is a F slur and all love is love.
That's the last line of the movie?
I think so. Spoilers.
Yeah.
It's the big closing number.
All love is love?
Yeah, but then the other the part.
The other part's first, but those are the last words.
All love is love.
So you could say that's the last line.
Yeah, but I really don't
comfortable with half of that message.
Moshe, do you have one?
Well, I saw a movie on the plane last night that I was way too late to be seeing, but it was, I think, I'm here for my gynecology appointment.
Yeah. A good final line.
Very good final line. Ended with a bang.
What's that from? 12 Angry Men?
That's right. It's not from Dick's the Musical, I'll tell you that. From Barbie. I saw Barbie for the first time on the plane last night.
And that's the last line is I'm here for my gynecologist.
Right? Gynecologist. And a great closing joke, actually. Very good. I thought it was a well done dismount.
Right. And also just a wonderful starting off point for the sequel.
That's right. Barbie 2, she's got a pussy now. Wakanda forever.
All right, so I really haven't narrowed this down to one yet that I like the best. Guy, do you have a favorite last line from a movie?
I truly can't think of anything.
Okay.
Astounds me.
All right, well, I'll work something up. I think I can I think I can make this work. Okay. One more time for all of my guests. Guy Branum, Moshe Kasher, Trey Crowder. Thank you to the Improv Lab at the world famous West Hollywood Improv, Doug over there at the bar, and everybody here for helping me to put on this show and for coming out to see it. And what's your line again?
All love is love.
Okay, I've got it.
What was the first part of that line? You missed a big part.
No, I'm not going to do that part. I'm just going to do the whole.
I'm allowed to say it. Can I say it?
Yeah, Guy can do it.
God is a faggot and all love is love.
Yes.
That's it. That's it.
I just want to say all love is love at the gynecologist. Hit it!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.